Well, hello, and a very warm welcome to you. Welcome back, or indeed, if it's your first time, welcome to EYP. This podcast is all about piping, as the name would suggest. And, well, we've got some fantastic examples of piping for you this week, because it's time to spin that wheel again, the Wheel of Fortune. It doesn't seem like a year since we last visited the Danderhall Miners Club in Midlothian, just on the southern fringes of Edinburgh, but we were there again at the weekend, and it was a full house, a great audience, great crowd there to give encouragement to the eight pipers who were taking part. We had several hours of fantastic music and some highlights of that coming up right now for you. Welcome to episode 52.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Thank you, Ailey, and thanks as always to our main sponsor, RG Hardy Bagpipes. It's fantastic to be associated with them week in and week out. So, yes, it was a fantastic afternoon of music on Sunday at the Wheel of Fortune competition run by the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. Now, the roots of that band are right there in Danderhall, where we met at the Danderhall Miners Club. The band goes back to the days of the Woolmut and Danderhall. So today's City of Edinburgh really is a continuation of that band, one of the many top bands to have emerged from the coalfields of central Scotland through the early part of the 20th century and the late part of the 19th century, for that matter. These colliery bands, the coal mining community bands, were really at the heart, you could say, of the lowland urban pipe band tradition for well, many, many decades through that 20th century. All gone now. The coal mining industry is a thing of the past, but the communities are still there, certainly in spirit, and, well, piping is still very popular, and I guess, looking back, it's, you know, we've got these mining communities to thank for the popularity and the increasing popularity of piping and drumming across the central belt. And there's certainly a deep history of it there in Midlothian, being carried on now, as I say, by the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. And this competition, well, it's intriguing, it's fun, and it always produces great music, great entertainment. I'll remind you of the format of the Wheel of Fortune bit just shortly, but let's get straight to the music, first of all. And the straightforward part of the day is when the players play their March Strathspeyan Reel, their own choice. So we'll begin there, and we're going to take the winning performance in that to get us started. And it comes from Cameron Drummond. And Cameron is from Edinburgh. This is a happy hunting ground for him because he won the medley event last year and he was runner-up in that this year. He also won the joke competition this year. If there's time, we'll squeeze that one in later maybe, even although it's at my expense. But I guess I should let you hear it. And as I said, he won the March Strathspeyan Reel this year. So I guess over the last 2 years, he's won all parts of this event, which is pretty impressive. Anyway, he's senior piping instructor at Fettes College in Edinburgh, and he's done exceptionally well in the various other competitions across the land over the past few years. He's won both silver medals, that's at the Argyllshire Gathering in Oban and at the Northern Meeting in Inverness. And I guess one of the big victories so far of his career was winning the senior March Strathspeyan Reel, the Silver Star at the Northern Meeting in 2017. That's when all the top players in the world go head to head. And so to come out on top on that was really a major achievement for Cameron. And he showed on Sunday exactly how or why he's winning that level of competition. This was his winning performance from the March to Spain reel then on Sunday, beginning with Donald McLellan of Rothesay, Cameron Drummond. Yeah, very fine playing indeed. From Cameron Drummond, Donald McLellan of Rossay, the You with the Crooked Horn, and Drumlithy were his tunes. And that was his winning performance at the March of Spain reel section of last weekend's Wheel of Fortune contest run by the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. And that's what we're focusing on here on EYP this week. Well, last year's two winning players, I guess, swapped roles this time round, because last year Cameron won the medley, as I mentioned, and Craig Sutherland won the March to Spain reel. And they reversed that this time. It was Craig who took top honours in the Wheel of Fortune section, the medley. Craig is from Crieff in Perthshire. He's a former pipe sergeant of the Vale of Athol Pipe, and nowadays he plays with the Simon Fraser, based in Canada, as a visiting player. And like Cameron Drummond, he's had a great deal of success at the top level of solo competition. He won the gold medal at the Argyllshire Gathering in 2017. Let's see, what else has he achieved? He was overall champion at the US Dunbarra contest in Glasgow, which is always a very high quality field. Many more honours besides. So we're going to hear his medley made up by the tunes that he drew, as it were, by spinning the golden chanter on the Wheel of Fortune. And if you're new to this, or you can't quite remember exactly how this works from last year, here's your quick overview of the rules of the Wheel of Fortune and how it works. So when the players arrive at the start of the day, they each spin the wheel four times to get four categories of tune. Now, the categories are, well, many and varied. Pibroch Ground is on there, or a slow air of a Gaelic air or song, or Irish one for that matter. A pair of Irish reels, a pair of Irish jigs. A tune composed by one of several named composers. This year it was J.S. McLennan, Donald MacLeod, Gordon Duncan, Alan MacDonald. There was another new category actually this year, which was an intriguing one. A tune involving a woman's name, of which there are many in the repertoire. Anyway, you get the idea. Various categories of tune, and they spin the wheel four times and they have to make a medley set based on those. But there is one more spinning escapade to do, and that's when they come on to actually play. So last minute we get an audience member up to spin one more time for them to add a fifth category on the spot. And that makes up their medley. They do get a joker, or I guess you could maybe call it the get out of jail free card. So if there's one category they draw that they don't much fancy, they can pass by playing their joker. Anyway, it's great fun. They're allowed, I think, to add another couple of tunes to that, but the set must include these five categories that are given to them by the Wheel of Fortune. And I have to say, the standard on the day from all eight players was just fantastic. It's a high-pressure thing to do. You've got lots of thinking on your feet to do, all the different transitions and trying to remember what categories you've actually drawn. And anyway, I wouldn't fancy it myself, I have to say, but I thoroughly enjoyed sitting at the ringside, listening and capturing it for you. So here is the winning Wheel of Fortune medley performance from Craig Sutherland. He began with the Liberton Pipe Band Polka. wonderful, wonderful playing. And under such great pressure, it's not as if he had months and months to polish that exact set, because he had no idea what the set would be until he arrived on Sunday. That's the way the Wheel of Fortune works, so it makes it all the more impressive to come up with a performance like that. Craig Sutherland winning the medley section, and let's see, what were some of his tunes in there? The Libertine Pipe Band Polka, a couple of different settings of that, a couple of reels, Mrs. Crogan's reel, McFadden's reel, an own composition, Isla's Bow, The Fourth Floor by Gordon Duncan, Biddy from Sligo by Donald MacLeod, a couple of Irish jigs in there as well, and great stuff, and well done to Craig on that victory. Now, several players were making their debut this year. Kieran Ross was one of them, and it was great to see Kieran get into the prizes in the medley section, which is what we're going to hear now, his performance from that. He took third place. Incidentally, as I think I mentioned earlier, Cameron Drummond took second, but since we've already heard his March to Spain reel, we'll hold off that performance for another time, not too far in the future, because it was a cracking set as well. So Kieran is a member of the Shots and Dykehead Pipe Band. He's been playing, he's a very young man, but he's been playing a long time because he started when he was just 5 years old. He has a first-class degree from the Piping Degree, run jointly by the National Piping Centre and the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. A highly talented piper, as you're about to hear. The various categories he drew, let's see what's in there. He had a Donald MacLeod tune, he had a Gaelic slow air, he had a couple of Irish jigs, a couple of Irish reels. Anyway, it was all top-end stuff. And he began with that very melodic Donald MacLeod 6/8 march, MacLeod of Mull. This is Kieran Ross. Thank you. Kieran Ross, taking third place in the medley section at the Wheel of Fortune competition run by the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band last Sunday on the outskirts of Edinburgh at the Danderhall Miners Club. And some of the tunes in there were MacLeod of Mull, John Cassidy, Ferravatta, The Seagull, Jug of Brown Ale, The Lark in the Morning, The Periwig as well, several others. And yeah, you should be able to get a full list of all the tunes if I've done my homework correctly in the notes down below. Now, a wee break from the music. Now, I'm loath to play you this next bit for reasons that shall become apparent, very, very starkly apparent, very soon. But I guess I should play you the winning joke from last weekend. So, yeah, it's a tall order for these pipers, because not only are they playing a march to spare and reel, and then the complexities of memory and fingerwork involved in the medley made up from the Wheel of Fortune, but once all that's done, they also have to finish off with a joke, and the audience votes for their favourite joke. And as I said, I'm not sure I should be playing this, but I guess I'll swallow my pride and let you hear it. It's a good chance, incidentally, also to introduce the judges, for reasons that shall also become apparent. But the judges on Sunday were Pipe Major Robert Barnes and Pipe Major Ian Duncan. And the joke winner, swallowing my pride, was Cameron Drummond. Over to Cameron.
So a long time ago, there were three highly distinguished, highly renowned, great Highland bagpipers. Well into their 80s, these guys, 90s, maybe even hundreds, we're not sure. Distinguished gentlemen, all three. Ian Duncan, Robert Barnes, and Gary West. All of similar ages for the story. But anyway, their time came and they arrived at the pearly gates. Had a wee look at each other. Well done, guys. Here we go. First step on the stairs to heaven. And St. Peter arrived in a puff of smoke. Not so fast. Not so fast, guys. I'm afraid there's been a change of plan. So they're all looking a wee bit worried. Ian, come with me. So he takes him down a dark corridor to a huge dark door. Slides open with a great creak. In the room, there's a bed with the Wicked Witch of the West lying on there. Green skin, boils, bursting, hairy knees. And Peter says, Ian, thou hast sinned in life, and your punishment forevermore is to make love to this creature for eternity. And shoves him in and slams the door. Robert. So it's Robert's turn. He goes down the corridor. Another massive door opens, and in there, lying naked, brought from the grave, covered in air, half decomposed, is Maggie Thatcher. And Spear says, Robert, thou hast sinned in life. Your punishment will be make love to that creature in there for all eternity. Shoves him in, slams the door. And by this point, Gary's looking a wee bit nervous. Come here, Gary. Down the corridor to the third door. Slams the door open. And there, lying on a bed, in a bikini, is Gwyneth Paltrow, looking absolutely stunning, Like Gwyneth Paltrow was like early 2000s. Unbelievable. And Gary's eyes are popping out. He said he can't believe his luck. And so Peter turns. Who's lying on the bed again?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
He turns and says, Gwyneth, thou hast sinned in life.
Ah, yes, very droll. Very, very droll. I don't know why you're laughing. There's nothing funny in that. Anyway, no, it was very funny, I have to say. So, well done. Well done to the comedian. Fair thinks he's a comedian. Cameron Drummond on winning this year's joke competition. There was a few crackers, actually, I have to say. The joke standard was very high this year. Good stuff. Okay, back to the music. And another March of Spain reel this time. This time from Pipe Major Ben Duncan. Now, Ben is no stranger to this competition. In fact, I think I remember reading that he had a clean sweep one year, a few years ago. I don't know about the joke, but he certainly won the double with the March of Spain reel and the medley. Was it 2017, thereabouts? I'm sure I have it in my notes here somewhere, but we'll settle for that. Ben is another player who's hugely experienced on the competition platform. He gets around the games, the Highland Games, very good supporter of those and the top competitions as well. He was a Pipe Major of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards until fairly recently. And taught at the Army School of Piping as well in Edinburgh. And he's now in Civvy Street. He's left the Army and he's teaching at George Watson's College in Edinburgh, another fine piping school. Ben's March Strathspian Reel on Sunday comprised the Lonnach Gathering, Thoughts of Burns and Miss Proud. Pipe Major Ben Duncan. Flight Major Ben Duncan competing in this year's Wheel of Fortune competition on Sunday there, just outside Edinburgh, as a guest of the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. The Alonach Gathering, Thoughts of Burns and Miss Proud were his tunes. This is Enjoy Your Piping. I'm Gary West. Hope you're enjoying tonight's feast of playing. And one more performance, I think, to squeeze in for you. But as I said, really the standard from the whole day from all eight players was excellent. And I'm determined to bring you all of it at some point in the future. So we'll squeeze one more in for now, and then I'll feed the other performances in for you in the weeks and months ahead, because we really do have a treasure trove of great music from Sunday's event. For now, though, I'll go for one more performance. This one is from another of the players making their debut this year. He's Craig Muirhead from Bannockburn, near Stirling, and Craig is another of the players whose expertise is being drawn upon by a school. He's head of pipes and drums at Strathallan School in Forgandenny in Perthshire. Actually, I was just sitting on Sunday listening to all these great players come on and perform, and realising that almost all of them are teaching in some capacity, and in many cases full-time, whether in schools or at the National Piping Centre. And I think a good at least six of the eight of them, I think, are doing this professionally. And that's so good and so important that today's young players, but established players, are passing on their knowledge in the way that it was passed on to them from the generation before. I guess that's what piping is all about, the passing on from one generation to the next, and each generation taking it where they want to take it, adding to that cairn of tradition with new tunes, new ways of looking at things, and they certainly get the chance to show their ingenuity and inventiveness in this particular competition. And Craig was no exception. Craig, so as I said, he's teaching at Strathallan. In fact, a couple of years ago, he was voted Music Tutor of the Year at the Scots Trad Music Awards. Very well deserved. He's played with various top pipe bands. He's a member of the Red Hot Chili Pipers as well, and a very fine all-rounder when it comes to playing music. He's an excellent pianist as well as a piper. So, Craig's particular set comprised, what was in there? Ina McKenzie, The Mysteries of Knock, O'Donovan's Jig, Donald Cameron's Powder Horn. He was one of the few, actually, to draw a lament, or rather a ground of a pibroch, Lachlan McNeil of Cantabert's Fancy. In his case, there was a polka in there, Ned Groggan, The Blacksmith, Alex C. McGregor, a whole range of fantastic tunes played here by Craig Muirhead. Thank you. Craig Muirhead rounding off our music for this week with his contribution to the Wheel of Fortune medley competition on Sunday as a guest of the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band at the Danderhall Miners Club, just on the southern fringes of our capital out there in Midlothian. And, well, what a wonderful afternoon it was. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was lucky enough to have a ringside seat, serving as MC and looking after the controls of the recordings here. Thanks very much to Charlie, my boy, for coming out and help me set up initially, doing all the complicated bits. I just had to sit and listen, basically, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks so much to the adjudicator. So I didn't mention that. I did mention the two formal adjudicators, who were Robert Barnes and Ian Duncan, but the third adjudicator was a collective, i.e. everyone in the audience. They all got scoring sheets for both the March of Spain reel and the medley, and indeed the joke, for that matter. So it was a very, very inclusive way of coming up with the prize list. And I don't think anyone's going to argue with the order that it came out at the end of the day. Such great playing. But great playing from all eight competitors. Thanks to everyone involved there, and most of all to Paul White from the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band, who put all the organisation in, not just on the day, but no doubt in the weeks and months beforehand as well. And just a final note, we got a chance to pay tribute to the man who started it all there on Sunday, and he sadly passed away since we met there last year, and he's Finlay MacLeod. Finlay was a great character, great player, great all-round musician, played fiddle, he played bass, mandolin, I think, if I remember correctly, and a fine piper as well. And he goes right back to the roots of that City of Edinburgh Pipe Band, back through when it was sponsored by Scottish Gas, and back to the days of the colliery itself, back to the days of Woolmit and Danderhall. And it was Finlay who started this whole idea of the Wheel of Fortune back in 2006. And he's also famous, I guess, for having been the person who invented also the famous Baravan, which was eulogised by Gordon Duncan in the tune of that name, the Baravan being the mobile bar that the pipe band used to tow behind them on the bus to go to competitions. So they had their own supply of drink, and it was Finlay who was behind that piece of genius. And once it was retired and wasn't roadworthy, it became the famous Barra Shed in his back garden. Anyway, it was nice to get the chance to pay tribute there on Sunday. So we were certainly thinking of Finlay. Anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for your company. And as I said, there's a whole lot more music to come in the weeks ahead from that event. If you would like to become a friend of this podcast, if you haven't taken the plunge already, then it would be great to have you on board. Of course, listening to this podcast is free. But if you'd like to help support and keep us going financially, then you can do that. You can become a friend of the podcast for a few dollars per month, and helps to meet all the costs. And yeah, it would be great to have you on board. And you can find a pop-up there how to find out how you can sign up for that, or there's a support the show link in the notes below, or you can do so on my website, which is garywest.scot. Haven't had a chance this week to catch up with your correspondence, but it would be great to hear from you, and I'll certainly catch up with some of it next week. EYP@garywest.scot if you'd like to get in touch, as many of you do, and keep them coming. It's lovely to hear from you on just about any topic at all vaguely to do with piping or indeed drumming. But that's it for now. Hope you can join me again next time. But for now, thank you very much, and please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.